You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Indeed for supporting Skim. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions, then zero in on your short list of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get ready today at Indeed.com/skim.
All right. Hey, Kim, we're in the car driving.
Hey.
You know that because you're driving.
Because I'm the one driving.
I'm not driving. I've decided that I'm not driving tonight, as if it would have mattered. Should we talk about why you drive and I don't when we drive together?
Sure.
I drive, but I don't drive with you.
I like to drive, and I get car sick.
First of all, you like to drive. You get car sick. Also, you think I'm kind of a bad driver. Oh, that was a squeaky weird sound.
I also am really, really good with directions. I know
I'm not great at directions. I admit it. If I'm out in the dark, freaking everybody just phone home, I'm going to be done.
Just know where he is.
Yep. But we are in the car driving to a dinner date thing with some friends. We're going to go have tacos, which sound great right now. I haven't eaten since 11, so I'm starving. So we're going to go do that, and it's going to be great, right?
You have such expectations for us. We're going to get tacos with friends.
Yeah, we're getting tacos with friends. It's not a big deal. We're going to a mall that I grew up and went to my whole life.
That's always true. You did go to that one. That one's
my whole life, that mall's always been there in some form or another. Although they used to have this thing on the outside. It was like a weird brick thing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Had like slots in it, and kids would climb all the way to the top and just about kill themselves. Yeah.
Because it was really tall.
I did it once when I was probably 10. But they got rid of that because it was a OSHA violation. It was a world of OSHA violations. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to have the, what's it called? The carne asada ones.
Those are so good.
With those onions on it.
The chicken ones are good. They have a pear and blue cheese and beet taco for vegetarians. It's so good.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, it's really good.
I want meat.
Yeah.
I haven't had meat in a while. I haven't. I feel like I haven't had meat.
I don't think that's true. You had
spaghetti the other day.
You had turkey bacon bits on your salad.
Oh,
tonight.
Yeah, that was meat.
And last night, you had meat.
But that was ground turkey.
In your spaghetti.
Yeah, so I've been good.
Well, that's meat.
It's time for a little beef.
Oh, I see. Not meat. Meat is beef.
I want some beef. Hold on. Carne asada is beef.
Yes.
Not. I don't want pork, is what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah. Last time I had some pork, something got weird.
This is carne asada. Yeah, they have a PBLTA, which is the pork belly taco.
Does that have lettuce and tomato and mayo and all that on it? No? PB and J? What?
It's pork belly.
I see.
Lettuce, tomato, avocado.
Gotcha.
PBLTA.
So, it's been a really busy week for me.
Yeah.
I've had tons going on, so we haven't had a chance to sit down and do this. So I was like, you know what? We're in the car. We got nothing else to do. Well, otherwise, we always talk anyway, but may as well record it.
It's true.
So what is it you were going to say that you would normally want to say, not say on the air? What would you say?
That you normally don't want
to
say on the air?
Like if we're just driving and talking, what's the thing that you would say there that you wouldn't say if we had the mic on?
I don't think there's anything. I pride ourselves a little bit on the fact that we're the same people all the time.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think, probably not.
My dad told me.
Can I get over? Yeah. There we go.
True character comes from when your private and public life are the same.
It is for us. I think.
Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going
to,
you know, poop the door open at the Walmart.
We don't need our private life out there.
Right.
But we kind of talk about
we don't behave differently.
You know, talking about our kids, even though they're adults now, we talk about how they're doing and all that.
I know people in podcasting.
By the way,
what?
Carter moved out this
week. Oh, Carter moved out. Oh, crap.
She moved into her own apartment. Well, an apartment with a friend.
Yeah, I forget that, I talked about this on TMS, so I forget we haven't talked about it here. That was a ramshackle thing because it happened all in like 6 days.
Yes. So
she found out about the place.
The girl that was living there needed a roommate quickly because her roommate moved out.
Yeah, and she'd already paid a month's extra.
Europe really quickly on a.
Yeah, what was that about?
It was a school thing. She got accepted to get her master's
in Europe.
Yes.
Europe.
Yeah, so she left kind of, I don't know how suddenly, but she all of a sudden found herself really needing a roommate, so she'd have to pay all the rent. So it worked out really well for Carter. She's about 15 minutes door-to-door from her apartment to work, which is really nice.
It's right in the middle of downtown, which she loves. She loves downtown. Yes. She always wanted to move somewhere like that. She seems to be happy as a pig in poo, too. I can't get her to be sad about it.
She loves it. It's a really cool older building, like built in 1926, a big brick building, used to be a motor pool. Super cool location.
It's clear I'm the sadder one.
Yes. Right? She's loving it.
Yeah. I kind of like last time when she did the dorm thing and she was homesick all the time. I was like, yeah, that's right.
That's right. You want to be home.
Yeah, not now.
She's loving it.
But we'll see her tomorrow, I guess. We're going to go up there and hang out.
But it's
this apartment that I would have killed for at her age.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's so great. It's old as dirt. The thing was built in the
20s. But it's got a really cool vibe. It's got a really big living room, and it has a kitchen separate from the dining room. Yeah. I think it's old school. It's really cool.
It's very old school. It actually has a back door, which is nuts. I've never been in an apartment that had a back door.
But all the tile and, not necessarily the carpet, but all the tile in the bathroom and the kitchen are original. It's all old Subway tile, countertops, and
they should tear the carpet out and put wood in there.
Blue.
The carpet.
There might be wood under there, I wonder.
Oh, there might be. They said the upper floor had that, so maybe it does.
Building as old as it is, it could.
And the building used to be a motor pool in the 20s and 30s, so like they would manage a fleet of old cars in there.
Yeah.
And
now
it was all offices and stuff.
Grassy courtyard with a fountain in the middle and a gated.
It's super cool.
It's
like
kinda,
I say, I would have murdered to be there when I was younger. So she's loving it. Her rent's really good, too. It's really cheap compared to other places around town. And, we raised an independent little booger. She got it all taken care of. Same
now
with Taylor.
Nick's really jealous and wants to move out.
Yeah, Nick wants to move out and get a cool apartment like that. So they just want to leave us, man. What's that about?
I know. We'll be empty nesters probably within the next 6 months.
I'm not that sad about it.
No, they're independent and they're good. They're happy.
But also, it'll be fun
once
it hits us. It'll be fun, like, one night we're going to go, oh my gosh, it's just you and me.
One day.
Like when we first got married for that first 2 years or whatever it was.
I already told Dylan, I'm like, you got to bring the baby over more because we'll be empty nesters.
Yeah, we're going to be
weird.
Around.
Bring him over. You guys go on dates. You guys go hang out with your friends and bring the baby over.
I have a theory about that.
What's that?
I think that a lot of young couples feel this way. I think they worry that the kid will like you more than them.
Oh, whatever.
I do.
They'll never like your grandparents more than your parents.
I mean, I shouldn't say that because I don't know, but if it were me, I'm just trying to put myself in the position. I remember Taylor when she was very little. She just loved my mother.
She loved hanging out with grandma.
Loved my mom. And it was to the point where I was like, geez, I think she likes her more than she likes us.
No, it's just different. And it's for a shorter amount of time. It's always for a day or sometimes overnight, but the rest of the time they're home with mom.
He's great.
She sent a video today and she was just making me laugh.
Yeah, they're hilarious. So anyway, that's what our lives are up to. I have a ton of emails for us, but I didn't bring any because I don't have a way to look at them right here without stopping the recording. Oh, I could. No, then they got to log into my stuff. It's a pain.
Oh, what a pain.
So the next show, we'll catch up on emails because there's a stack.
That's great. I love hearing from people. I like
probably some phone calls too. I don't know. I have to look. We'll talk more about
sometimes
other
they
cool
ask
things.
About food, and I haven't cooked a lot this week. I've mm-hmm. cooked, but it's been pretty basic: spaghetti and meatballs. And what else did I make?
Oh, that reminds me. There's a funny little anecdote.
What?
The other day on the phone with Kim. You're over at Taylor's watching the baby while she does whatever she's doing. Mm-hmm. What do you have, the country jamboree going on in there? What is this radio station?
It isn't a radio station, thank you very much.
What is it? Oh, it's on your phone.
Halsey.
Who's Halsey? All right, anyway.
Anyway, what's your antidote?
Is that a popular person I should know? Yes. Halsey? Okay. I found out that Juice WRLD rapper guy died.
I know, that makes me sad.
I didn't know that.
So, wait,
anyway,
you had an anecdote.
Not antidote.
Antidote.
Kim, I was on the phone with Kim. She says, "Oh, well, I left that can of Progresso soup on the table,
and a sleeve of crackers.
Thank you, lunch. Eat a nice light lunch. Here you go." I said, "Okay, that sounds great. Thanks." I hung up, and almost immediately, Kim gets a notification on her phone that says, "DoorDash is now leaving McDonald's to bring your thing," and you called me. I thought you were going to call and chew me out. Because
no, I said hello, and you went, I know.
I know. The first words out of my mouth was, I know, three times.
I was like, what? And you're nothing. I thought you were going to chew me out for something. And I was like, for McDonald's? No. I don't. You can do whatever you want.
So, yeah, I didn't screw up. I got a Big Mac, but I got a salad, no fries.
Yeah, it's been like a week since you ate a burger
I know.
Out. So
yeah.
It's fine.
I'm not. It's not like I'm overdoing it, but I'm just, you know,
it's
I'm being
like
careful
I'm
now.
Not like I'm your mother either.
No, that is so true. I don't think I could live with you. I love my mom, but you can't live with your mom. You know what I mean?
Which is why they're all moving out.
Yeah, like at some point, that's the point, is to get away from your familial connections like that. But anyway, I ate a Big Mac, and I felt a little guilt about it. And also, I'm 1 pound up today.
Oh,
I don't know
if
it's from that, but...
Although you did have a salad with it, not fries.
So. Yeah, but it had chicken on it. Had a little chicken on top.
Salad?
Yeah, I couldn't just do a basic salad at McDonald's. Dude, those little side salads, they're terrible. By the way, I also ordered, I got the vinaigrette, and they sent me the freaking Newman's Own Ranch, 9,000 calorie drippings of Newman's Own Ranch.
Well, they don't seem to be getting their orders right on DoorDash lately. But that's all right. It's not DoorDash's fault.
Well, they sent me two different kinds of stuff, so maybe they ran out of the one and just felt bad and gave me both. I don't know what was happening there. Still a little bit flummoxed by my McDonald's experience. So that's why this sounds so good, because we're going to get good, like, fresh ingredient tacos.
But I made you a great salad today.
No, you did a great job. That was awesome. I love that salad you make. That's a very good salad.
I make my own vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette, peach vinaigrette, or whatever
no,
it is.
Pear
vinaigrette thing that she makes her own, and gets her own olive oil that's flavored like peaches.
Pear.
So I keep saying peach. And
you're such a peach.
Princess Peach. And do you know she used to be called Princess Toadstool, by the way?
Yeah, I don't get that. Why?
What the frick?
Why?
That blows my mind. Anyway, what was my point? Oh, but generally I am eating better.
Yes.
And less.
Yes.
Like. And the blood. Oh, we haven't even talked since we had the blood test back.
Oh yeah.
Blood
good
test.
Good
news. But good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Bad news. Actually, I wasn't sure at first because it was all in red, so I was stressed.
But you're 0.1.
I'm right there. I'm right there. Whereas before I was 20, I was 15 over. Now I'm back to normal.
Yes.
And
you're
so
0.1 away from normal.
If I keep at it,
so
I'll be normal even. Like, way more than normal soon.
Very exciting. So, it actually worked to do the intermittent fasting. You went off of sugar.
Yeah, it's a combo of things.
Yeah, combo together.
And before you sit there and go, oh, Scott's a freaking hippie, does the intermittent fasting. Let me tell you how it works, all right? It's not even that fasty.
Hippy dippy. Why
I
would
get
they
up
because
people think it's like holistic and whatever.
It's not.
It's just practical.
Other day. It's just eating.
No, we're not doing that.
8 hours of your day.
Some people
That's
do
it.
That thing where they only eat like twice a week.
Yes,
that's
I know
effed up.
Doing that.
No, don't do that.
No, they eat every other day.
Why would you do that to yourself?
For some people, it works better.
Who is it?
It depends. It's AJ.
AJ. Oh, AJ. Yeah. It is working for him.
It's
getting
working
slim.
For him. I think it depends on what works for you.
And he doesn't. He says he doesn't mind.
Everybody's different, so.
That's right. He told me about that. So in my case, I do the 16-8.
Yes.
Which is 16 hours, no food, 8 hours, that's when the meals happen. So 11 a.m. every day, I can eat from then on, and I have to quit at 7 except tonight, which we may have to push it because we're having dinner at 7.
Yeah.
But normally I stop at 7, and so it's less of a fast and more of a...
Yes, keep in mind,
stop eating.
It's just not grazing.
Yeah, and don't eat all night,
because
that's the worst thing you can do is like try to sleep off a burger while you're trying to sleep.
And your friend Dave, it worked for him too?
Yeah, my friend Dave. Everybody I know that's done it has had huge results. And I'm pretty sure that and the sugar and carb reductions have helped me a lot.
I think the sugar was the hardest one to do, but the most impact.
Yeah, I just don't have sugar anymore.
Sugar. But for the first couple weeks, he was grouchy.
Oh, that was a pisser.
So grouchy to go off of sugar. But now... You don't even crave it, right?
I was just going to say, in the middle of a yawn, I'm also not as tired as I used to be, even though I'm yawning. But I'm yawning because today
because it's Friday night. Oh, that's
today
why.
Was hard, man.
You get to the end of the week and you just kind of go, okay.
Today was busy. I got my YouTube channel back. All that stuff happened. So people can watch old Skim videos still now.
Oh, really?
For a while, they were ripped from them.
Ripped from the arms of our listeners.
Yep. Like babes
I'm
from
so
their mothers.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
The rooster was a chicken. You remember that in MASH? The final episode of MASH? Where they're all
goodness.
In a bus with a bunch of Korean refugees. And it was Hawkeye and a few other people. And they were being, I guess there were North Koreans and Chinese army were now hunting around for him. So they had to park the thing, turn the lights off, and not say a peep. Don't make any sound. But this baby kept crying. Or no, this rooster kept crowing. And he's like, shut the rooster up, and the rooster wouldn't shut up. Finally, the Korean lady smothers the rooster so that they won't all die from these guys finding him getting shot, and then later finds out in therapy that he had blocked that out and called it in his brain a chicken, but it was a baby. The mom killed her own baby to save everybody else.
That's terrible.
That's hardcore, right?
That's hardcore.
For a show that...
We'd forgotten about that.
A finale in 1981 or whatever, three, whatever it was. Anyway, I was only like 12 or 13 when I saw that. That was shocking.
Go on to a better anecdote.
But now we say the chicken was the baby all the time on TMS. It's like a little joke now. It was a show. It's a TV show. It's not
nice
a real...
joke.
Yeah, but it's not a real story. I mean, I'm sure stuff like that happened, but I think it was like... some actress that would eventually be in some Star Trek episode or something.
Okay.
Anyway.
I like it.
Can I eat at Shields?
They sell fudge. You could if you were still eating sugar.
Look at the size of that
place.
They
actually do have a little restaurant in there.
So if you don't know what Shields is, it's like a giant sporting goods.
It's like Cabela's.
Well, I don't know if they know what a Cabela's is, do they?
That's another sporting goods store.
Or it's Dick's. Like it's like Dick's.
Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah, or Dick's.
Yes.
Remember Dick's?
I remember.
Yeah. We didn't go to Dick's very often. Anyway.
You're having way too much fun with that.
I love talking about that place.
Do you know?
Yeah, it's funny. I like to say, with impunity, I like to say Dick over and over. Or Dick's. Sorry, Dick's. It's like when the kids are little.
Oh my goodness.
Any excuse you get, right? Like
it's true. Any excuse you get.
Like
any excuse you get.
Or cockfighting is fun to say. Cockfighting.
Yes.
Cockfighting.
Yes.
What is that? Oh, that's fighting with cocks.
Oh my.
Roosters.
I mean, yeah, I know what they are.
That's not a double entendre.
Entendre.
All right, so we're gonna go and maybe we'll check in after and tell people how it went.
And how good the tacos are at Taqueria 27.
Yeah, I'm not gonna record it there because Corinne gets funny when I have a microphone on.
That's okay.
It's embarrassing. I don't want to embarrass her.
No. Don't
so,
do it.
So we're gonna do that and then we'll check back in with you a little later.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks to Indeed for supporting Skim. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your short list of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get ready today at Indeed.com/skim.
We'll do it again.
Will we?
Yeah.
Who is that? It sounds like a little tiny person, doesn't it? It's like a little, I don't want to say midget, because that's not nice.
That's not nice, don't say that.
What do they call?
You're not recording now, are you?
Yeah, I am. What am I supposed to call them?
Say that. I'm not sure.
Little people, right?
Oh my gosh, skunk.
What?
Skunk.
Oh, like you were calling me one. Okay,
you're
so
such a skunk.
Kim and I are driving home, and there is a serious skunk problem in the air.
Whole family wiped out.
Must have been hit by a car. Just wiped them out. Mom skunk, dad skunk, junior skunk, little Sally skunk, all dead.
Junior?
Yeah, junior skunk. Anyway. Mm. I haven't smelled a skunk like that in a while. Blah. So we just had really good tacos and...
Yeah.
How were yours? Were they good?
Really good.
My chorizo ones were amazing.
Mine had
the beef
French
ones
fries
were a little weird.
And then steak.
Was it? Oh, so you did try that one.
I did
one.
The taco of the day, which was... basically shoestring French fries with steak over the top. It was so good. It was this sauce that's like really good taco sauce.
I had two carne asada tacos, two chorizo turkey chorizo tacos with the most palpable onions I've ever eaten.
All very good. Well, they were pickled onions, that's why.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
So good.
And then what I have after that, that was it. And about 9 Cokes, it felt like.
And
it was
a lot of
3
chips and salsa.
And by Coke, I mean Coke Zero. So all I was drinking was no sugar, but lots of chemicals. Anyway.
Good job on that.
We had fun. It was good to see Corinne and Jason, our good friends. It was, they
gosh,
picked up the bill, which is not nice. We should have taken it.
We've known them for so long. Well, we switch off.
We try to switch off, but I think she's lying. I think they did it last time, too.
I think we did it 2 times in a row, and they've now done it 2 times in a row. So it's now our turn next time.
All right.
And now we have it documented.
But yeah, we've known them since we got married, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty close. In fact, you worked at NMC before I did.
And that was 2 weeks after we got married that I started working there. Crazy town. Yeah, we've known them a long time.
So that was 1992, was it?
Yep.
So 92 until...
We have been married 27 years.
Honey, don't
Holy
tell anybody.
Cow.
That puts
that's
us 3 years.
That's
three,
of time.
That's only... it'll be... this year, it'll be 3 years shy of 30.
This year, it'll be 2 years
what
shy of 30.
What the crap? That is... that's psycho. I'm not mature enough.
Well, we have a 25-year-old. That's why.
Yeah, but I'm not mature enough.
That's very true.
I'm really not.
I completely agree with that.
I'm under maturity. How am I expected to be an adult?
Adulting is hard.
I've never quite done it.
Now, we have 3 adults. That's really weird to say that. But
I spent a lot of time avoiding
happy,
adulthood.
Good kids.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Still
so,
call them kids, but you know.
So yeah, if you're ever in the area, or if you live here, then you already know about it. But if you're in the Salt Lake area, you can go to one of 3
Taqueria
27
Actually,
locations.
I think they opened a 4th one down in Lehigh.
Oh, Lucky Lehigh.
Lucky Lehigh.
Because they got their...
indeed.
And they got the one of the best taco places.
Yeah,
ooh, jeez, what's that guy doing?
I don't know.
I'm surprised you're not road raging. Why aren't you road raging? Oh, it's a teenager. It's a teen. It's a teen
I'm
with their phone.
I'm shaking my head right now. You just don't know it.
Okay. Whoa, like a mouse, like a rat?
Tisking.
Get some cheese.
Tisk, tisk. Stupid.
Did we already pass that rich house of that friend that we know?
Yeah, it's way back there.
Okay.
That you know rich house?
It's that stuff in that house was expensive, dude.
Beautiful house.
It was very nice.
With a library, with one of those...
a little much.
It was like, they have one of those ladders that scrolls around the library and everything.
Yeah, not my kind
house.
Of thing.
It's all right. It's
no,
fine.
It's fine Whatever. If you give it to me, but I'm not spending money on that.
It's fine if you give it to me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna... why would you spend your money on that? Like...
she loves to read. She loves to read. That's
I got bad news for her. The future,
that's
everything she'll read
nice.
Is on a tiny little screen.
She's a very nice person.
She is nice. I like her. Except, is she the same person that she was when I first met her? She's had some work done, is all. Why am I saying any of this?
I don't know.
I really like them. That's
okay,
rude of
that
me.
That was very rude.
Should I go back and cut that out? Should I cut that out? Wait, how do I mark it? There's actually a way to mark.
Don't, just let it go. We didn't say any names. You're good.
I did it. I bookmarked.
Okay.
So now I can go get rid of it.
Okay.
Oh, we know people who listen to this, and they're going to know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, you better bookmark it.
Yeah, I bookmarked it. All right. Anyway, Ooh, Marley's. We still haven't gone.
Marley's Sliders. We haven't been there yet.
Make a point of trying that in the next few days.
I was talking to someone just the other day, and I realized that from here to Salt Lake,
yeah,
I kind of know where to eat. And it's because I really like to find new cool places to eat.
Yeah.
We really like the one-off restaurants, not the chains.
I mean, we'll do a chain here and there, but...
Yeah, of course.
But yes,
I mean, who hasn't eaten at McDonald's?
But. Right. But we like, we like the unique little hole in the wall that nobody heard of.
But I feel like, do we eat? I don't feel like we eat out all the time, but basically I was lining off all the places. If we're going to go to Salt Lake, we need to go here, and then, we need to go there, and we need to go to Taco Taco and Les Madeleines for a Queen Amon, and all of these things I kept saying, and I realized, is that all I do is eat?
You are a foodie.
Hey, I'm a foodie.
Yeah, you're
a foodie.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like food a lot.
I like when you watch cooking shows, and then the whole next week is nothing but amazing food at home.
That's true. I do like to do that. I'm going to do that tonight.
You should watch more cooking shows.
Okay.
You're watching Schitt's Creek right now. It's not the same.
I am watching Schitt's Creek. And every time they get one of those cinnamon buns, I want one.
Oh, I know. If I miss anything, it might be cinnamon buns and Reese's peanut butter cups.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I miss those.
Well,
I may never have another one as long as I live.
I'll have another one for you.
Okay. That's great.
Okay, I might be nicer than that and not do that.
Oh, was it you I was talking to before? I know I've talked about a bunch on TMS, like today even, but
okay.
Was it you I was talking to that you could taste, that there's some theory going around that men can taste things through their testicles? Have you heard of this?
You've told me something about that, and I blew
it off.
It's
bullcrap.
In the sense of, like...
Yeah, it's bullcrap, because you'd get out of the pool and go, chlorine.
Oh.
Right? You got chlorine.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah, but what are you going to dip them in? Barbecue sauce? I mean, what are we talking about?
Well, they got some idiot on YouTube dipped them in, like, Tabasco to see if...
So, they got a little testacuzzi going on.
Testacuzzi.
And they're just...
No, testacuzzi?
Yeah, it's like a little jacuzzi.
You call it a testacuzzi.
A little testacuzzi, you put a little sauce in there and try all the different sauces? What are you doing?
Why is my leg asleep?
I don't know, but I don't believe it's true either.
Oh, careful.
These people.
This guy's like, I think I just want to keep going. And...
Okay, you need to not do that in the roundabout. Oh my gosh, I hate people.
Yeah, people need to study up on how roundabouts work.
Well, people need to study up on how driving works.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my sister thinks the worst drivers in the world are in Utah, but I disagree. I've seen plenty of bad drivers in lots of places.
Yeah, but I do find that in other places, they know what the word merge means. And here...
We're bad at merging.
So bad at merging.
And they get the Utah block, where there's like four cars going the same speed and the same freeway.
To the point where I was merging one day... And I'm getting onto the freeway, so you absolutely have to merge. There's nowhere else for me to go except to merge into this lane. And a lady in a big Suburban was looking straight forward and just shaking her head no. Like, I'm not letting you in. What the hell is that about?
That's because she's in a big Suburban. People think it's only dudes and trucks, but I think
no,
it's ladies
in
Suburbans.
She was... Oh, it made me so mad.
I know, you're still mad about it.
I'm still mad about it.
Yep, I haven't let that one go, have we? Did Nick leave? Nick may have had a date.
We just got home, and no, he's parked out front today.
Don't you need to pull in better?
No, because those bins are still in the garage, so you need to move in.
Gosh dang it. That's not even my fault. That's somebody else's work I'm having to now do. Oh, careful. Fries are done. All right. That's it. We're done. Thanks for going on our trip with us. And
yes, it was a lovely evening.
It was a lovely evening, and we'll see you on a new episode soon. Next time I'll do emails, I promise.
That'll be great.
So for me and Kim, thanks for being here, and come back next time, won't you? Bye.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table, Father, Bill, and Mabel.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.